What do you do when you face circumstances that beat you down, that cause you to fear, or that cause you to lose sight of the gospel? Paul, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 begins, "Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Be imitators of God as dear children in Christ." Jesus teaches in the Upper Room Discourse, "This is how they will know you are my disciples, by the way that you love one another." And so, whether circumstances are good or bad, whether they seem good or bad, we must remember Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which teaches us that God is working all things together for good, for his good. We must trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him and let him direct our paths. So whatever happens, let's conduct ourselves this week in a way that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? Well, it's the good news that God loved us so much that he gave his life in exchange for our sin, and that while we were worthy of wrath, we have received his love, his mercy, and his grace. Paul says, "I know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel." Let's be true to that. Let's strive together. Let's put aside differences. Let's come together under the banner of Jesus Christ, dead, buried, resurrected. Let's join him in his death and burial, but join him more in his resurrection and in new life. And in this way, regardless of circumstance, let's live a life in a manner that is in keeping with the love, the mercy, the grace, and the power of resurrection. Have a great Sunday.